Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima.
Daryl, it is a Football Friday. Now, we're trying to break down this game as best we can.
It's Football Friday. We're talking football here.
I hate to be so generic in my analysis that this is going to be a shootout, but can you tell me any reason why you think this game is going to go any other way?
No, I can't, Anthony. I think it's going to be the first one to 30 wins.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Daryl, because I think both teams could be in the 30s very early on, and then we could have one of those situations, as Daryl... his report's powered by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Daryl, they could get to 30 in the third quarter, and here we are sitting in the fourth quarter going whoever has the ball last.
Well, yeah, okay, first one to 40 wins. Well, you know, Vegas is the only team that's allowed at least 24 points in, you know, all of their games this year. They're on pace to set a franchise record for points allowed. Conversely, the Browns also on a record to allow the most points in franchise history. It's just, you know, it's kind of that kind of year around the National Football League. Teams are pretty much scoring at will. And when you talk about these two teams, that's, you know, from a defensive standpoint, that's what's happening. Joe Woods talked about it yesterday, how he's, you know, he doesn't like it, but he's getting kind of comfortable in these shootouts. Really, the only way the Browns find themselves getting off the field is by, you know, creating a turnover. And luckily for them, they lead the NFL having forced 14 turnovers.
I don't think there's a chance in hell he's getting comfortable in these shootouts, because if you start to lose any of these shootouts, then people start to come for your job. So
right.
There's not a chance in hell that he's comfortable at all with any of these shootouts, Daryl. Daryl Ryder. Yeah, that's true. Daryl Ryder, his report's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Wyatt Teller and Nick Chubb, I'm already looking forward to next week and the week after that. Could we get them back after the bye week real quick?
Yeah, I think so. Chubb, I have a lot better feeling for him against the Houston Texans on November 15th. Wyatt Teller, not as confident, but I do think there's a chance he'll be back against Houston as well.
Sounds like Daryl's giving us a bit of a... Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. I don't mean to look past, but I got to tell you, at 6-2, it would be a complete flip-flop of the ESPN FPI. Yep, Lima, I jammed it in there. It could be a complete flip-flop of that. And also, what would it do for this football team? Just I'm talking about the fan base included. The psyche of this team, 6-2 at the bye. You're a real deal team now. I can't keep discounting anything you're doing.
Everybody will be looking for hotels and Super Bowl tickets. That's what it'll do for fans. And especially when you look at that schedule coming off the bye, because you have the Texans, the Eagles, and Jaguars, all three of those winnable games. You know, and let's not get carried away. Odds are they're not going to win every one of those games, but it sets up for an exciting December run, right? And that's what this is about. You want to play meaningful football in the month of December, and hopefully that meaningful football gets you an invitation to play in January. And I foresee both of those things happening for the Browns this year. So, you know, I think that it, you know, shows that Kevin Stefanski has, in a very short amount of time, in spite of all the obstacles thrown in front of him, potentially stabilize things for the organization, put together a winning program for the organization, And it'll be incumbent upon Andrew Berry in the offseason to build upon what is here so that this team can progress even further in 2021.
All right, Darryl, so far, the early returns, not just locally, but around the NFL, are pretty good for your head coach, Kevin Stefanski. So I'll ask you, what have you liked so far about the Stefanski tenure? What have you not liked?
Well, there's not much that I don't like, to be perfectly honest with you. You know, as far as, you know, what I like, we could be here all morning. First of all, it looks like he's competent in his job, which is not something that we're used to from the head coaching position here. I do like the versatility he's shown offensively and how he tries to get everybody involved in some way, even in unconventional ways. If there's one criticism I have, maybe time and place for some of that stuff. And obviously I'm referencing last week's game in Cincinnati where they, you know, tried to get cute and creative and it did not work early, against the Bengals. And, you know, who doesn't like winning, right? So he's winning. I mean, that's what this ultimately comes down to and how head coaches are evaluated is the win-loss column. And, you know, again, in spite of everything that's kind of been thrown in his way, and, you know, one of the reasons that I don't feel like this is the same old Browns is because, you know, when things have started to go against them in a negative direction, the team responds positively and is able to flip the script. Look what happened after the week one loss in Baltimore. Look what happened after the loss to the Steelers. Look how the team has responded when they've sustained key injuries. So all of those things piled in. He's probably not going to win Coach of the Year, but I do think he certainly deserves some consideration for Coach of the Year.
Now, if they finish, like Lima started counting wins and getting crazy, like 11-5 all of a sudden.
That's 10-6.
I mean,
Lima,
come on.
Don't get greedy.
Okay, but if they finish something, say they go out there and steal one out there, it gets crazy here. The guy's got to be a Coach of the Year for crying out loud. Let's be serious here.
Well,
come on.
I don't think that the Nationals will give it to him, but I absolutely believe that
the Nationals. That's what we call them now.
What they are, right? So
well, tell Jeremy Fowler to get his head out of his ass.
Yeah, yeah, National.
I do national. Think he merits consideration. They go 10-6 and make the playoffs. Absolutely, my God, he's turned water into wine. He has performed the miracle of miracles. The Browns had a winning season and they made the playoffs, right? Of course, it has to happen in 2020 where all the bizarre things are happening. But yeah, I think Kevin Stefanski, in all seriousness and all kidding aside, I think Kevin Stefanski has done a marvelous job handling everything. And the results on the field bear that out.
Hey, Darryl, was Baker Mayfield magically healed? Because he's not even on the injury report now. And I'm like, well, wait a minute. We were wondering whether or not he's even going to be able to play against Cincinnati. And now everything seems to be ship shape and he's ready to go.
Apparently. I where do I find that guy, right? Where do I find that doctor?
Wow.
Can we get him to help out Odell and Jarvis and Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt and Wyatt Teller and all these other guys that are nicked up?
I can't use it as an excuse anymore because he played so well, but
right.
Boy, not even on the report anymore. Like I'll take what I can get, trust me. But man, okay, that's not even a conversation point anymore.
Apparently not. And you just gave me an idea because I'm going to make sure I ask Kevin Stefanski about that.
Yes.
That is the fastest healing cracked rib in human history, I think.
We manipulate the media around here. Yes, we do. I had Harrison Bryant on the previous show. I swear to him, I told him, I said, if anybody asks you what you're doing during the bye week, say, you're only focused on the Raiders because it's a trap set by media members like me.
Yeah. And you know what, though? What's been interesting is, you know, that has been a consistent theme coming out of 76 Lou Groves Boulevard this week. We're focused on the Raiders. We'll worry about the bye week after that, but right now we are focused on the Las Vegas Raiders. So it's nice. Believe it or not, they actually listen to you, Ken.
Yeah, that's right. I've been telling them for years.
Yeah, speaking of the rib situation, Darryl, Jarvis Landry now thrust into the number one receiver spot for the Cleveland Browns. So he's going to be going up against better corners. He's dealing with the ribs. What do you think his production will look like the rest of the year? Do you think it'll look like a number one, or do you think Baker's going to continue to spread it all over the place?
Well, I think he's going to spread it all over the place, but yeah, he'll look like a number one. This is a guy that's made the Pro Bowl 5 out of 6 years. I don't know, understand. Like, they're going to be okay with Jarvis as the number one right receiver so long as he's able to stay healthy. The bye week coming, so that gives the rib an extra, 10 days or so to really rest and heal up here. But, Jarvis Landry is more than capable of handling the workload of a number one wide receiver. I looked at Odell Beckham Jr. for as great of a player as he is. I kind of looked at him as like the upgrade to the car. You know what I mean? You go to the dealership, you're looking for the car, and they want to you want the heated seats and the fancy finishes and all the gadgets and gizmos in the car and all that. But that's what Odell Beckham Jr. to me is a luxury item, because Jarvis Landry is so good. He's good enough to be a number one receiver. I remember when they traded for him, I had questions whether or not he could be a number one receiver. I thought he was, at the time, better suited to be a number two. But in his time here, and his production and how he plays and his impact within the locker room, Landry has shown me he's a number one wide receiver. I think this offense is going to be they're going to miss Odell. Don't misconstrue what I'm saying, but I think that they're going to be okay offensively without him.
Daryl, we thank you very much for the hot times. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, too. I'll see you in Tampa.
Daryl Ryder joining us on the show. Maybe we'll all be in the same pod. His report's brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. 9:30, we got Lincoln Kennedy joining us. Up next, one of the best pranks you could play on your friend who's a big Ohio State fan. It's Ken Carmen with Anthony Lyman live on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.